Hi, welcome to Mad English TV. In this lesson, I'm going to teach you how to buy tickets. Okay, the first thing you need to know is that there's different kinds of tickets that you can buy. You can buy one-way tickets, if you just want to go one way. You can buy round-trip tickets, if you want to go there and back. Or you can buy a day pass, if you want to travel around all day. Or a month pass, or a weekend pass. Or a year pass. Okay, so you have a lot of different options for buying tickets. Okay, and there's also different fares, okay, depending on your age. So here in Calgary, the city where I live, it's called Calgary, if you're an adult, it's gonna cost you $3 to take public transit. Okay, public transit means like buses, metros, pretty much just that. Buses and metros. Actually, here in Calgary, we don't have a metro. We have something called a C-train. It's above ground, and it really sucks. Okay, so if you move to Calgary, you need a car. You can't take the buses. The buses really suck. The C-train really sucks. So if you come to Calgary and other Canadian cities as well, you should probably buy a car. Canada is not made for transit. You need a car. Okay, so if you're an adult, you'll pay $3 per ticket. A youth ticket only costs $2, and a child under 5 years old is free. And also, pets are free. Okay, now a very important word that I want to teach you is the word transfers. Okay, so on your ticket, it might say, this ticket includes a 1 hour transfer window. Now, the term transfer window means how long the ticket is valid for. Okay, so when you buy the ticket, it's going to have a time stamped onto there. And you have 1 hour from that time to travel anywhere you want. Okay, so you could take a bus, and then a metro, and then a bus, and a metro, however long you want for 1 hour. Okay, and moving from like bus to bus or bus to metro, that's called transferring. Okay, so when you buy a ticket, you should make sure that you understand if it's good for transfers or if you need to buy a new ticket every time. So different cities have different systems, right? Here in Calgary, if you buy a ticket, you're gonna have a transfer window. Okay, so you could take a bus and then the C train and then a bus, as long as it's within the transfer window. I think here in Calgary, it's 2 hours, but I'm not sure. Okay, so let's take a look at a very simple conversation on how to buy a ticket in person. So if you want to buy a ticket in person, then you need to go to the ticket counter. Okay, this area is called a ticket counter. Okay, so let's say we're in Germany and we go to a ticket counter and we want to buy a train ticket to Berlin. Okay, then you'd say, hi, I'd like to buy a one-way ticket to Berlin, please. Sure, when would you like to leave? Anytime tomorrow morning. There's a train leaving at 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and 11 o'clock. Which one is the cheapest? Would you like to travel first class or second class? Second class. The 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock are both 42 euros. The 11 o'clock is 46 euros. Okay, I'll take the 8 o'clock one, please. Okay, so that's basically how you buy a ticket in person at the ticket counter. Now, what about plane tickets? Okay, nobody goes to a ticket counter to buy plane tickets. Everyone buys their plane tickets online. Okay, so when you go to the website, it's going to look like this. You're going to have an option for round trip or one way, and it's going to say from and to. So let's imagine that we're going from St. Petersburg to Frankfurt. Okay, and we have to pick a date for departure and return. The word pick means choose or select. Okay, so we need to pick a date for our departure and pick a date for our return. And then how many adults are traveling? Okay, so how many people are going to travel here? Well, let's say one adult. And how many seniors? Okay, a senior citizen is someone who's over 65 years old. And children, well, let's say zero. Zero seniors, zero children. And what class do we want to travel? Well, probably coach, because that's the cheapest. Coach means the back of the plane where you're crammed in with all the other people. Okay, that's called coach or economy, and that's always in the back of the plane. First class is always in the front of the plane, and in the middle there's often business class or premium economy or comfort class. Every airline has different names for its classes, but it's always cheapest to fly coach. Okay, so I want to know, how much does traveling cost in your country? In Canada here, it's quite expensive. Okay, like I told you, the cheapest fare for a bus or a subway is probably going to be about $3. And to take a taxi anywhere, you're probably looking to pay about $30 minimum. It could go a lot higher than that. And domestic airfare is usually around $300 minimum. Now, domestic airfare, that means airfare within the country. Domestic means inside the country. Okay, so if you take a flight from Calgary to Vancouver, let's say, it's probably going to be around $300, maybe one way. If you're lucky, you might get $300 round trip, but that would be a really good deal. And if it's around Christmas time, it'll probably cost like $1,000 or maybe even more. Okay, so I've heard that Canada has the highest domestic airfare rates in the world. Another thing that we have the highest of is cell phone service rates, okay? So to get any cell phone plan, you're looking to pay like $50 minimum if you want a decent plan, like a few talking minutes and maybe 2 or 3 gigabytes of data. Yeah, it's gonna cost you at least $50, which is crazy. Because I've been in other countries. I've lived in China, I've lived in India, I've lived in Germany, and cell phone rates are much cheaper in other countries. So if you come to Canada, be warned. Our cell phone rates are really high, and our airfare rates, taxi, bus, everything is pretty expensive here in Canada. So maybe you should stay in your country. At least consider it. I don't know. Anyway, I'll see you guys over in the next episode of Mad English TV. Take care.